The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
On a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on
News my face. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Todd Thompson is here with the Pensacola Chamber. Okay, I'm playing a rainy song. This is not exactly a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
No, it's
what happened, Todd?
You know, it's we need a little rain, so it's okay. But You know, it is a little dreary today.
Well, there are things you can do in Pensacola. You can go to the Naval Aviation Museum, the National Museum. There are
Sure.
things you can go downtown to some of the museums. There are things you could do.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so you're not completely stuck in your hotel room.
Right. And it was a beautiful weekend, so we had plenty of sunshine.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's finally raining in like all over.
Right.
Have you noticed how we've had all these strange spotty showers where you'll be driving along, it'll rain on one stoplight and the next like it's sunny?
It's summertime in Florida. That's
very strange.
That's what we get.
Well, tell me what's happening with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. So now that it's August, we're kind of back into our regularly scheduled programming, if you will. So we are off and running. We had Good Morning Pensacola this past Friday. We were down at the Hilton Garden Inn on 9th Avenue. We're usually at Scenic Hills, but they've been doing some renovations and things. So we were down more downtown this past month and had a great turnout. Lots of folks, lots of great conversations, networking, and presentation by Florida Blue, our sponsor for this month. So that was great. And I know that this is near and dear to your heart. The latest leadership Pensacola class, LEAP class, got their opening retreat under their belts on Friday.
I saw
at UWF.
I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook of that.
Yep,
so that's always fun.
So they're off and running.
It's really running.
Yeah. They were doing some rock climbing and some.
Oh yeah. Oh, did they do the obstacle course?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
boy.
Some things, you know, and so that's going well. And then, you know, this week we've got our Chamber 101, which is our orientation class, primarily for new members, but it's open to anyone who's a member who wants to kind of get brushed up on their benefits, how they can take advantage of everything that goes along with being a chamber member, get to meet the staff and hear from everyone about their role and what they do to support businesses. And
well, it's also one of those things that you all are ever-changing, improving, growing, and offering, you know, more and more benefits, more and more things that people can take advantage of. So even if you've been a member a long time, this can be helpful. But also, if you're not a member, can you come just to see what it's all about? Do you need to be a member?
You need to be a member.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a member event.
And,
there's no charge. We do ask if you could register just so we have an idea of how many people will be there. If you want to experience it, you need to just join and come on. But
and when is it again?
It's this Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. at the Chamber, 418 West Garden Street, across from Everman's.
Okay.
Up on the fourth floor. So come get registered, check us out, and always a great opportunity to find out the latest and greatest, and again, how you can take advantage of all the benefits of being a chamber member.
Well, this is a good time to do it because, in a weird way, as the kids go back to school, it's almost like businesses go back to school. Not necessarily our hospitality, but everybody else is kind of cranking things up, getting the new year started.
Yeah, you know, July's
calendars.
You've got July 4th, you've got the Blue Angels. You know, people, I think, take their last bit of vacation before school cranks back up. So, yeah, it is sort of that getting back into the regular routine of everything. So
you can find out the events coming up that maybe your business might want to participate in. Get
right.
all those breakfasts on your calendar.
Yeah.
All the business after hours, all
exactly,
that good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, talking about back to school, we've got our State of Education event. So that's a luncheon coming up on Thursday, August 21st.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll hear from both school districts, Escambia and Santa Rosa County, the superintendents, We'll hear from the new president from UWF, Manny Diaz.
Oh, interesting. Pensacola, that should be interesting.
Yeah, Pensacola State College president Ed Meadows. And this is kind of a new twist. Columbia Southern is, you know, they're mostly online, but they do a lot of, have a lot of programs that a lot of our employers use. And so it'll be an opportunity for them to explain how they support our workforce and the training that that they provide. So
that's interesting. I'm not, I'm really not aware of them.
So that's, see, that's, you know.
Sorry, I should be.
So you need to be there to find out, right?
Okay, when's the time and the date and everything?
Yeah, so it's Thursday, August 21st. Doors open at 11. Program starts at 11:30. Back at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown on 9th Avenue next to the big FP&L building.
Mm-hmm. And lunch is included?
Yeah, yeah. It's
a
luncheon? Yeah. So again, go to PensacolaChamber.com to register for that. And I want to thank our title sponsor, University of West Florida. And I know that is their move-in day.
Oh, boy.
For new students.
Oh, my goodness. School,
because my son will be a freshman at UWF.
Oh, and so no kidding.
He'll be moving in that afternoon. Very excited.
Oh, so he's not going to be at home?
No. He's going to be on campus.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So how does that feel? A little empty nest going on?
Yeah, yeah. That's he's number three of three. And,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he'll be close, but,
right?
You know, it'll be different.
Yeah, for sure.
With his own place. So.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Well, I think it's going to be interesting to have that overview where you have, first of all, Manny Diaz. I'd be very curious to hear what he has to say, being the brand new person in charge at UWF, and then also to hear the perspectives of the Pensacola State College with Ed Meadows, but then hearing about Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and the different things that they're doing, because it is a little different with both, and there are different boards and things like that, so it should be very informative.
Yeah. So
really interesting.
Yeah, it'll be a panel, so we'll have some questions and answers.
So you would have an opportunity to ask questions.
And then, we always take questions.
Nice.
So
this sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So, and then that same evening we have our joint business after hours for August with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber.
Oh, great.
So we do this every year. And we'll be at Jade Venue, which is out on Mobile Highway, past WEAR. So it's a little bit of a different location for us, but, it'll be a great turnout. Always enjoy doing the joint business after hours with the Minority Chamber and Brian Wire.
I know that guy.
Great relationship with him. And come on out. Free event, networking, door prizes, all that fun stuff.
See, I really enjoy the business after hours because I find there really is a lot more opportunity at those events. This is just my personal opinion, but only because it's a little more casual. You know, you're having maybe a drink or two and you're just sitting there talking and you get a chance to sort of get to know folks and build those relationships.
Right.
Sometimes it's more difficult. The breakfast is great, of course, for that as well. But then you do have speakers and there's times where you're sort of paying more attention to the speakers and the program. But at the business after hours, you can just mingle and talk to people.
Yeah, very relaxed.
Expand your network.
Right.
Especially, I love the joint business after hours with more than one chamber. Because a lot of times we do get kind of stuck in our little group.
Right.
And it's nice to get a chance to just meet some new people.
Yeah.
And find out, oh my gosh, we have this in common. We could actually do business together.
There you go.
And expand your horizon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm excited y'all are doing that. That's great.
Yeah. But also want to mention, you know, we're talking about back to school and everything that's involved with that. For the entire month of August, we've typically had the back-to-school sales tax holiday, which has been like a week or 10 days. This year, it's the entire month of August.
Wow, that's great.
So if you haven't started your back-to-school shopping yet, you get to do it for tax-free for the rest of the month. And that, you know, is something that the legislature passes every year. And so those savings are passed along to our residents. And then something else that changed this year, you know, we've typically had the disaster preparedness hurricane sales tax holiday. That's typically been in late May. This year, for a couple of reasons, one, the legislature ran a little long, but also they decided to change how that's going to work. So now, and this started on Friday, August 1st, There are certain items that are permanently tax-free.
Really?
So things like batteries, tarps, wow, certain types of generators.
I have not heard that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Year-round?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
so
smart for Florida.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So, you know, any time of year that you're looking to stock up on your hurricane kit and supplies, then those items will now be tax-free moving forward.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. I didn't realize that. That's really great.
So yeah, yeah.
A lot of opportunity.
Interesting change this year.
Yeah, well, things have gotten more expensive for sure.
Yeah.
So definitely
yeah.
want to take advantage of some of these tax breaks, that's for sure. So especially for folks with the kids and going back to school. So
yeah.
Great news.
Yeah, and then the other thing, and this just opened up, so this is a new program that was instituted by the legislature a couple years ago, the My Safe Florida Home Program.
Yes.
So you could get grants from the state to harden your home.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the legislature put in $280 million
wow.
to do this. So obviously, and I've heard, you know, Congressman Petronas, he used to be the state CFO.
Mm-hmm.
His office was heavily involved with this program. I've heard him talk about it. Where his property tax bill went down significantly after he personally did, you know, these types of renovations.
Yeah, it helps with your insurance.
Right.
For sure, too. Anything that you can do to mitigate any future damage helps your insurance costs.
Yes. So you can go to MySafeFLHome.com. So that's MySafeFLHome.com. To get all the information about what you need to do, how to apply, and take advantage. But
and I understand that opened up this week.
Yeah, just opened
up. Today, right? I think it was the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, talking with Todd Tonson, he is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And you've been in this position now how many years, I guess?
Six.
6 years.
Yeah.
Doing a fabulous job, getting lots done, and kind of catching us up on everything that's happening. I do feel like the race has started.
Yeah,
in
definitely.
The fall. It's like
yeah.
we're getting back to school and we're off.
Right, right. Yep. Yep. So
what are some of the other things with the chamber? So you mentioned the business after hours.
Yeah. So
and what night is that again?
So that's the Thursday the 21st.
Okay.
At Jade Venue on Mobile Highway.
Okay.
And you know, I do also want to mention that if you want to get our e-blasts, it has all the information about our events and programs, and you can send an email to news@PensacolaChamber.com, and we'll add you to our distribution list. You don't have to be a member.
Oh, so, that's great.
So that'll help get you the information you need, but you know, we encourage everyone to join.
Right.
You know, we always love that, but so that, you know, you can do that for free. We have our member news that goes out every Friday,
mm-hmm.
and you must be a member to post on that. And that's, you know, you can post if you have, you know, new hours, a sale, new team members,
mm-hmm.
You know, anything like that. So that's, you know, that's part of your membership. And that goes out to over 5,000
wow.
Email addresses, you know, every Friday. So
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's another way to get the word out about your business. Then we have our calendar on our website where you can, if you're a member, you can post again your events,
mm-hmm.
Anything that you've got that you want the public to know about. That's the most visited page on our website, the calendar.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, people want to know what's going on in the community. So mm-hmm. they go there and for, you know, again, you have to be a member to post on there, but it gets a lot of traffic and a great way to promote your event.
Well, check in on Monday morning and see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's PensacolaChamber.com. So this is Pep Talk. We're talking with Todd Tonson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question about the chamber or an event that Todd's been talking about, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. So let's talk a little bit about memberships. If I'm listening, I'm thinking, you know, I really should join the chamber.
Yeah.
Especially now in the fall as things start cranking up.
Right, right.
How do we do that?
Yeah, again, so you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and there's an online form there you can fill out. Or if you want to sit down and talk to one of our great employees, Miss Willa Licata, she will give you all the benefits, you know, walk you through the process, answer any questions you have. She's an amazing lady, and she loves the chamber and does a great job bringing those memberships in. But she's happy to meet with you. You can either come to our office or she'll come to you. That's to me, that's the best way, because sure. You really get all of the benefits and get your questions answered.
Because my understanding is that you have different levels of membership that have different benefits. So you may not need necessarily the top tier membership, but you might be able to come in at a different level.
Sure.
Maybe it's a little more affordable for your business, but still get the benefits that your business needs.
Right, right. And the vast majority of our members are small businesses.
Right.
And depending on how you define it, some, 10, some say 50, some say 100, most of our businesses, member businesses, are fairly small,
mm-hmm.
and finding out how you can take advantage of being a chamber member. Our entrepreneur level is it's $450 a year, and we'll work with you if you want to pay monthly or quarterly. We can work with you on that. But it's it's barely over $1 a day.
That's pretty good.
And
for all that you get, all the benefits you get,
right.
And the connections, especially as an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Somebody just starting out.
Exactly.
And do you have nonprofit memberships as well?
Yeah. So nonprofit memberships, $400
mm-hmm.
for the year. And when you join, you get the ribbon cutting, and when we come out and do it live on Facebook. All of our ambassadors come out, and we do the ribbon cutting.
Those are always fun.
We do a live interview mm-hmm. with your company representative to tell us, all the details about your business, the who, what, where, when, and why, and that.
It's a great introduction.
Yeah, it's a great way to help get your name out there, and you get to tell your story.
Mm-hmm. And even the folks that don't get to come out that day, maybe they're at the office, can still watch it or see it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. So
it,
it's live on Facebook.
Cool,
so yeah.
No, that's great. And also, as a new member, you get that 30-second commercial time at the next breakfast.
Right. So yeah, Good Morning Pensacola. You get to stand up in front of 120 folks and just say, again, the who, what, where, when, why about your business. And we had, this past Friday, I don't know, we probably had 12.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many members in total do you all have now?
So we're a little over 1,100.
Wow.
Total. Yeah.
Wow. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. And it's been around a long time.
Yeah, since 1889.
Wow.
That's,
I can't even do the math this morning. Still Monday. But that's a long time.
Right.
But a real tradition. And chambers, it was funny when all this technology started, having been in the chamber world myself, I just thought, gosh, is the technology going to hurt the networking? Is it going to change everything? And then COVID hit.
Right.
And I find that now there's been a resurgence in people, belonging to chambers of commerce in their towns and stuff, because I love the handshake.
Yeah.
Love having that one-on-one contact with folks.
I mean, that's what we found. People, I think post-COVID, they really have had a desire to be in person, to, be at these events. And
have that connection.
Connect and network. And, it's been great to see.
Yeah, it really has. So what are some of the other things coming up this fall? So you've got the monthly events that you've mentioned.
Right. So we have our annual meeting coming up late September the 26th.
Wow.
It's going to be an evening event this year. At Sanders Beach.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So, again, you'll go to PensacolaChamber.com to get all the information. But it's going to be really cool, because we turn over our board this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of great folks who will be leaving that we hate to lose. But we also have great new board members that will be coming in. So mm-hmm. this will be when we announce those. Changing our board chairman. So David Dellman's been the chair the last 2 years, and Ildi Hosman with Landrum is going to be.
Oh, she'll be great.
Is the incoming chair, and very excited mm-hmm. about that. And we switched a few years ago to 2-year terms,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed to really kind of helped, because when you brought in a new board chair. If it was a 1-year term, they spent a few months kind of getting
takes about the feel a year
things,
just to figure
right.
out what's going on.
And then by the time, you get to that year, it was like, I just kind of got my momentum going.
Yeah.
So we switched to 2-year terms, and that's really helped. I think it's provided stability.
Mm-hmm.
You get that follow through, and I think it's really helped us
Yeah, grow. That's very smart. I think that works really well. That's a great thing. So at the annual event, so you have the kind of the changing of the guard.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then we give an update on all of our activities with our committees, everything, workforce development, economic development, innovation, entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So we'll get update on all those and some of the things that we'll be looking at implementing next year.
That sounds great. And that, what's the date on that again?
Friday, September 26th.
Okay, so we've already gone over about 10 different events that are coming up if you just joined us.
Never a dull moment.
No, this is Pep Talk, talking with Todd Thompson with Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So you can find all these events on their calendar at PensacolaChamber.com. But I would suggest signing up because some of them, I think, are limited in terms of seating. So you definitely want... what I used to do is I look at the month ahead and then I look at, pull out my calendar and say, okay, well, I'm going to go to this event and I get it on the calendar and make the reservations at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much all of these events sell out.
Right.
So we encourage people to go ahead and get signed up. And another thing that we've got upcoming in the fall, we do our annual, sponsorship campaign.
Right. That's right. That's one of the great opportunities to really be involved.
Right. And we're doing it a little bit different this year, more details to come. But, you know, it lets you as a business look at the entire catalog of our events, mm-hmm. our communications, you know, whether you're interested in, you know, the big stuff like PACE Awards or annual meeting, or if you're interested in the golf tournament or our State Of series, or, you know, just
sponsoring a breakfast.
Yeah, sponsoring a breakfast or just, you know, doing an e-blast or anything like that. So this allows you as a business to look at the entire catalog of what we have and say you have, you know, X amount of dollars to spend on marketing with the chamber. You go ahead and pick those things you want to sponsor, and then we don't chase you around the rest of the year. You know, saying, hey, do you want to sponsor this or that?
I like that because you get everything lined up for the year. And then you, for you, the advantage of the chamber, of course, is then you focus on the quality of the events.
Exactly.
You're not worried about the funding.
Right. Exactly. It lets us plan out the year, know exactly what our budgets are, mm-hmm. and then we just get to go out and execute.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So when does all that start? When they can look for that?
So if you're a sponsor from the previous year, then you have, we have the renewal period, so those businesses can renew those sponsorships
a first refusal.
Exactly.
So
yeah. And then after that, probably in October is when the full campaign will be open. Whatever's left is open to the rest of the membership.
Well, keep your eye out for that.
Yes. That's it's sure. always big.
Okay. Anything we haven't touched on this morning that you wanted to mention?
Ooh, I don't know.
We've covered a lot.
We've covered a lot. Yeah. Yeah. No, but again, we're just, we're very excited to be kind of cranking into a new year and lots of great things happening, and excited to support the business community and keep the great momentum going.
Yeah, it's amazing how much the chamber does in our community, seen and unseen. You'd be surprised how much y'all advocate on behalf of businesses, participate in the conversations and the conferences. There's so many things that happen that aren't even on the list you've given us today.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really great. So hats off to you and the entire staff there. It's a small staff that handles a lot of different events and things that go on in the community. So it really is a great organization.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a lot of fun.
I have a little bias towards Chambers of Commerce. Yeah. So I had the firsthand opportunity to see what difference it can make in a community.
Right.
So, okay, so we've got about a minute left. The things are coming up right now that people can sign up for.
So Chamber 101 is this Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. at the Chamber.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah, always great. Our State of Education luncheon is Thursday, August 21st. That's a luncheon, so 11 to 1. And then that same evening, our business after hours for August, joint business after hours with the Minority Chamber, which will be at Jade Venue on Mobile Highway.
Oh, these all sound great. And you can find all the information on the website.
Right.
And where is that website?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Todd Thompson is here. Todd, it looks like it's a rainy day. It's not exactly a Chamber of Commerce.
No, is it? You know, a good day just to get some work done.
There you go. It's a Monday, right?
Right. Be focused.
Okay. So again, that website and how folks, if you want to join, again, if you'll mention that. And a phone number, if you know it.
475-4999.
Okay. And PensacolaChamber.com.
There you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being here on a busy Monday morning. Appreciate you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.